This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Department of Economic Affairs has created a three-year public-private partnership or PPP project pipeline in view of the implementation of the announcement made in the Union Budget 2025-26. The Ministry of Finance said, the project pipeline comprises 852 projects across central infrastructure ministries and states and union territories with a combined total project cost of over 17 lakh crore rupees. It added that the pipeline provides early visibility of potential PPP projects to enable investors, developers and other stakeholders to undertake more informed planning and investment decisions. Supreme Court has asked the Commission for Air Quality Management or CAQM to identify all major sources of pollution in Delhi NCR in 2 weeks and suggest long-term sectoral action plans to tackle each of them in a phased manner. A bench of Chief Justice of India Surya Kant and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi said that CAQM should bring all domain experts under one roof, hold deliberations and come out with long-term solutions which would be implemented in a phased manner so as not to hurt livelihoods, industry and the public. Niti Aayog has launched the fifth edition of Trade Watch Quarterly for the first quarter of current financial year. The latest edition of publication, released in New Delhi yesterday, highlights emerging structural shifts in India's trade profile. It notes a growing role for technology-based exports, continued strong growth in services, and shifts in imports that show India is becoming more deeply connected to global supply chains. The Anti-Narcotics Task Force of Punjab Police has arrested 7 persons with arms, ammunition and narcotics in 2 different joint operations with Border Security Force or BSF yesterday. It apprehended 4 persons with about 20 kilograms of heroin from a border village in Amritsar. Police sources said, preliminary investigation reveals the accused key operative was linked to Pakistan-based handlers and was coordinating the delivery and distribution of drug consignments across the region. In another operation, the counter-intelligence and Bathinda police arrested 3 persons with 4 illegal pistols and 26 live cartridges. Indian scientists have developed the first supercomputer-powered simulation to capture the long-existing paradox of hot water freezing faster than cold water. The Ministry of Science and Technology has said, this phenomenon, technically called as the Pemba effect, had eluded scientists for a long time. According to the ministry, researchers from Jawaharlal Nehru Center for Advanced Scientific Research have used supercomputers to develop the first simulation of ice formation, proving the Pemba effect of water. The National Medical Commission's Medical Assessment and Rating Board, or MARB, has withdrawn the letter of permission granted to the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Institute of Medical Excellence in Jammu and Kashmir's Riyasi for non-compliance with minimum standards. An order issued by the MARB yesterday said, all students will be accommodated in other medical institutions in Jammu and Kashmir as supernumerary seats by the competent authority of the Union Territory Administration. Dense fog conditions have disrupted train services in various parts of the country, affecting the movement of several trains. According to Indian Railways, more than 70 Delhi-bound trains are running late by 2 hours due to low visibility conditions. Passengers have been advised to check the latest status of their trains before reaching the station to avoid any inconvenience and delays. And moving on to some sports news, Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandviya has announced that the Indian Super League, ISL, will kick off on 14th of February 2026, bringing an end to a 6-month crisis that brought Indian football to a standstill. Mr. Mandviya made the announcement after a joint meeting involving the government, the All India Football Federation and club representatives. The league will feature all 14 clubs with matches will be played on a home and away basis and will feature 91 matches. ISL season had been on hold after AIFF's commercial partner, Football Sports Development Limited, suspended operations in July amid uncertainty over the master rights agreement. And that is the end of this news bulletin.